This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It matter to all of us, right? What might
That's
be
very true.
On Jay's mind is not necessarily on my mind. And people who are listening, they hear some of the story. That's why you have such a variety here. You can choose from column A, kind of like a Chinese menu, right? Okay, I'm going to listen to this story because I know it's going to be good, or I'm not going to listen to that story, or I have something to say about that story. So social media, connect with us, Facebook and Instagram. It's easy, at Good Day Radio Show. Twitter, Good Day On Air. Help yourself. Comments usually are corralled by the end of the week. We use them in the Countdown Show and other places as well, thinking about how we communicate. I am looking very much forward to the day. And I say that people say, oh, this is kind of unprofessional. Why are you complaining when something doesn't work? I remember back in the early days of radio, you never talked about your competition. You never talked about things that didn't work. You only talked about that which was good. And
you did not talk about what was happening off air.
Yeah, right. You never talked about that stuff. Oh, no. Once in a while, we'd talk about one of the other hosts on the air, or if they did the crossover, like at the end of your shift, the next guy that comes on, you'd have a conversation with him. It was never a her. There were no jocks, female jocks, when I was on the air as a jock. I think the first female, I'm trying to remember, there were a couple in New York that were there for a long, long time. Allison Steele is one of them. I remember her bright red head. Great voice, really great, great, great on the air. But that was the exception, not the rule. There were plenty of great broadcasters, great radio hosts in the starting in the 50s through the 60s, 70s, 80s, even in the 90s. Some of them, there are a few around today, but radio has killed the, at least as far as music is concerned, the personality that people, you know, some of the morning shows, they all yuck it up and the phony baloney laughs and all of that waste. It just isn't real. So one of the things that we try to do here is to be real. When you get a phone call from somebody who's your friend, it's a real conversation, isn't it? Right? But that differs because emails, the flat screen, you don't have any emotion. So
well,
sometimes,
and sometimes there is emotion, but it's the emotion the reader is putting behind what was written, not what the writer has written.
Yep.
And then, how many times have people gotten into fights? They're like, why are you yelling at me? I wasn't yelling at you.
Mm-hmm. Seems like it. Yeah, look at the words that you chose. Good words sometimes, bad words sometimes. Sometimes when you communicate good news, sometimes bad news. We have all of that here in the conversation on the radio. The events of the day, the people that people are talking about. And so I start with this focus on foreign accents here and why they are good, especially if you expose your children. Now, I wonder if the same thing is true, Jay, for the different accents that we have in our country, different dialects. And there are many parts, not so much in, I'm just trying to think of whether there's, in the Spanish idiom, I don't think there's as much, but, you know, the nuance of the Chinese language, for example, there are like 6,000 dialects, and people that are, you know, the Mandarins don't understand the Beijingians. If you're from Beijing, you're a Beijingian, right? That makes sense. Anyway, so back to what we are discovering here. As you learn a language, and as the children hear the language, this is the time, by the way, I'm thinking about my grandson, Miles, who will be 8 in December, which blows my mind in and of itself. But him being exposed to different languages in school, and not only languages, but different things to study, things that would intrigue you, the scientific stuff. He's fascinated with history. He's fascinated with the dinosaurs, fascinated with the space stuff, loves NASA, and he loves to talk with his gramps about some of the stuff that he can understand. You know, he gets, I've given him over the years various space tools, like the shuttle. He had the shuttle he could put together and take apart, understood what that was all about, some other things that, you know, he's been able to understand. Okay, that's what this is all about. Now, when it comes to language, apparently this study suggests that there are lots of things that can be learned, but is it like German? Is it like French? Is it different The romance languages, that is built on what basically is Italian, the old, what Latin came about, and then the romance languages are built on the Latin language, which is, you know, the alphabet that we use in the West, is something that, you know, you don't, I'm thinking because it's Rosh Hashanah this week, some of my Jewish friends speaking Hebrew, how that does. There's a sharpness to the Arabic language. There's a sharpness to the Russian or the Eastern languages that isn't, we don't have that in the West.
Where our language some flows a little bit more together, where somebody can be cussing you out and it sounds like they're just saying sweet nothings in a different language. Or somebody's telling you that they love you and it sounds
you
like they are
no
cussing
good,
you out.
You're no good, dirty son of a gun. Yeah, right. But it's important to have, apparently, according to this study, help children grow their vocabulary by being exposed to a different accents. I wonder how that works, but that's sort of...
Yeah, hearing the same word but said in different ways based on the accent, whether it's foreign or regional. And
but if you learn, you know, learning the fact the Latin, the Romance languages, there's a the whole business about being... It's easy to learn French and Spanish and other Romance languages, kind of they call it bilingualism. Because there is so much similarity. You can hear in the Spanish words that feel like they're English because they have the same...
A similar alphabet, give or take a couple letters, whereas Russian or Chinese, there's it's a different alphabet. It's different characters.
I have so much respect for people who can learn. I had a friend in college who became he was an expert in Middle Eastern affairs and worked in the Middle East all of his life, and he spoke Arabic. And it was fluent. And, you know, you have to learn how to think in the language, not translate it as you go along if you're going to be successful. That's what I used to do. I would translate in my head the words that I was saying as I was saying them so that, you know, it could make some sense to me. I never got the brain tuned up so that you wouldn't have to translate it. You would get the word and what it meant without having to translate it. Think about that now, your brain works.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Oh, I loved it. I had a high school friend who was Syrian, and her mom would yell at her in a different language because she didn't want the friends to know what she was saying, and my friend would answer back in English. So we still kind of understood what the argument was about, but when our friend switched from English, it was kind of like, oh, it's getting real. We're not allowed to hear what they're saying anymore.
Right. All right. Positive thought for the day. What is good for women is good for the world. Spoken as by a true women's philosopher. The focus on women around the world and what's going on, how things are changing. Do you know that it's easier in India for women to get an abortion than it is in America these days?
Interesting.
There was a decision by the Supreme Court of India, which stated that a woman's lack of marital status can't restrict her ability to choose to terminate her pregnancy in the first 24 weeks. I say that because there's a lot of hoopla around now, and there has been and there continues to be with regard to this, because so many states are now opting men who are legislators. There aren't many women who sign on to these laws, but men. I look at Lindsey Graham and I think to myself, "You old buzzard, you just don't get it, do you?" I mean, I get it if you agree with him. Okay, fine. But under what circumstances should a man be the decider as to what a woman does with her body? That's kind of, and I know that there are people who say, "Oh, this is the greatest thing since sliced bread." I don't like abortion, and I would stay as far away from it as possible. That's my personal opinion. But what I do is none of your business any more than what you do is any of my business.
Well,
and so you
can
say you're going to protect unborn rights. Well, you know, that's up to the individuals who are in. You don't have the say or sway. And that's the whole thing about this. We're trying to protect the lives of the unborn. Okay, I get that that's kind of a nice thing. That's a good thought to have. But why is it any of your business? You're not going to be harmed by it. It's like these people that say gay marriage ruins their marriage. How? good question with no answer.
Because it doesn't. That's the fact of the matter. In terms of the abortion conversation, something that a lot of people are mentioning are vasectomies are reversible. It's an outpatient procedure and it's reversible. But yet when that conversation gets brought up, people are like, they then want to take to the side of my body, my choice argument.
There's a lot of education that's necessary, which doesn't take place in many public school systems because school board members don't want, they think in their ignorance that they don't want to teach kids how to do it. And if they learn about their bodies, they're going to learn how to do it. Meanwhile, France has made birth control free for everybody under 25. I don't know about free. I don't think that's the arbiter of it. I guess that you want to, you know, make sure that, again, it goes back to control, self-control, I guess, as much as anything else. If you don't have sex, then you're not going to create
babies. But it's also not realistic.
It's not
realistic.
There's
no doubt.
Exactly.
Abstinence is definitely the best form of birth control, but it's also not realistic to think that everybody is absolutely going to abstain. And in that case, then, yeah, birth control, free forms of birth control would be beneficial.
There are a lot of companies who are making a big deal out of this now, offering people, I saw one company in Texas, actually Apple, has said that they will cover up to $4,000 in expenses for traveling out of state for reproductive health care. I think that's pretty interesting. The Levi company is doing the same thing. Tinder is doing it. I can come up with a lot of different companies that are doing it, supporting the rights of people to do something I wouldn't do myself. But again, as I say, it's not my business, nor is it yours, really. 18 past the hour.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-333-1750. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-333-1750. That's 800-333-1750. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch gave your work truck a boo-boo?
Yeah.
Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive Mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who wants a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions. Auto claims not available in all states or situations.
Is there a calculator that can't compute in your kitchen drawer? Recycle it at Staples. A shredder that won't shred under your bed? Or a collection of cables cluttering up your closet? Recycle them now at Staples. With Staples Free Tech Takeback, we'll recycle your old tech free. Plus, rewards members get $5 back in rewards. So if you have modems, mice, and mobile phones making a mess of your home, recycle them now at Staples. Limit one reward per month. Redeemable in store only. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/recycling for details.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
As the chain of life is linked to the sun, to the soil, to the plants, to the animal, and then to man, that vital link between those steps is absolutely essential to what has kept mankind on this planet for as long as you believe we've been here.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Half the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Social media trending items from personalities. John Lennon is on the trending list today because a letter that he signed the day before he was killed is up for auction. So this is, the document is worth what? What do we think? $30,000, $40,000, $50,000? His accountant, Barry Nichols, has it. Apparently there are three people to whom John gave his proxy to vote at an annual meeting of the Beatles Corporations. And that was supposed to be a few days after he was killed, December 8th, 1980, believe it or not. December 8th, 1980. 42 years ago. Maybe 82 or 3. I think he was 40 when he was shot, if I'm not mistaken. So anyway, the
It's one of those things that I get why people want things by notable people, especially if they're huge fans. But when it's something like this, where it's signed the day he died, the day he was killed, it's just so dark.
Yeah, it is dark. Very dark. Okay, so let's take another. Well, this is kind of a dark story, too, involving another Beatle. Ringo is in the news because he has tested positive for COVID. He's on the road all the time, right? And he was supposed to be, I think, up in Canada somewhere. He and the All-Star Band. He's another one who's 80. He's at least 80, 81. They all, like, McCartney just turned 80 his last birthday, right? So they're all, like, 80 in their early 80s, and they're all over the place doing what they've done all of their lives.
Yeah.
But apparently Ringo has COVID. So the tour is on hold while he recuperates. Anyway, you think about him and how often he's on tour. These guys just love it. They don't need the money. They just love going out. This is what they do with their lives. And they give, in doing that, they're having fun. And the people in the audience are having fun. Ringo does a great, great concert. If you've never seen him and you get a chance to see him, go see him. I've seen him, I think, 3 times. And he's just his demeanor. He's just that his songs are fun. He's fun. The people in the band, he's got Todd Rundgren with him a lot of the old rockers that are in the All-Star Band that he's friends with, all these musicians. And they all are doing, and they all have a, you know, most of them have a song or two of their own that they sing, you know, on their own, in amongst all the stuff that Ringo will sing. But it's just fun. It's just, they're having, you can tell, and it's infectious because the audience feels what they feel. Go to a McCartney, any kind of concert. I remember going to a Garth Brooks concert I'd never been before, and the jumping around that he does. I remember that with Madonna. A lot of these people that really are on stage and they are enthusiastic and they show it. Well, they should, because each one of them, they're probably pocketing $1 million every time they do one of those concerts. But still, they're having a lot of fun, and I think that translates directly to the audience. So anyway, just as an aside, good wishes. Ringo, I'm sure, will come out of it and be fine. But COVID has postponed his tour. 28 after here on Good Day.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure, got diabetes, no problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers, so you don't have to do that, and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
OPEC Plus will cut 2 million barrels of oil a day from production. Republican Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas on Fox News says this is no mistake. The Democrats want high gas prices to push their green agenda.
We don't have $5 a gallon gas in this country by accident. It's not an unintended consequence. It's not bad luck. It's because Joe Biden and progressive Democrats want gas to be that expensive.
A federal appeals court Wednesday ruled that the Obama-era policy DACA that protects illegal immigrants brought to the United States as children violated federal law. It has now been sent to a lower federal court for further consideration. A Las Vegas, Nevada judge approved a motion to remove Clark County Public Administrator Democrat Robert Tellis from office Wednesday as he's set for trial. The liberal politician is accused of going to journalist Jeff Germain's home and stabbing him to death. USA Radio News.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder, cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
Here is the story of a grandmother who is raising her late son's children, who is working toward making drunk drivers pay child support.
They should.
Cecilia Williams lost her son, his fiance, and her grandson to a crash police say was caused by a drunk driver.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 at the hour. Why do you build me a buttercup? The Foundations, 1963. How about that for an oldie, goldie, goody, goldie from our rusty rack of wrinkled records that the old disc jockey remembers and then some. The music is aimed at putting you in a mood, a good mood, because that's what we all want for ourselves, right? As a matter of fact, thinking of ourselves, I just saw a review, Jay, of people and what they think about. This is a general overview of people and what they think about. And the survey suggests, what do you think? What do most people think about more than anything else?
Food.
Nope.
Napping.
Nope.
Sex.
No. Well, it's probably number two. Most people think about themselves more than anything else. Right? You think about your problems. You think about your dreams. You think about what you're going to eat. You think about what you're going to do this weekend. You think about your family. You think about your house. You think about you. Your world revolves around Y-O-U.
Okay,
and that is appropriate. Of course, we have to have a healthy self-image in order to be successful. And so under the circumstance, you are, you know, if you're in the sales business, for example, I'm on a radio program that sells stuff. But I'm also, I suppose, selling ideas or thoughts. It's not just commercials. It's what we talk about. All the things that we wrap ourselves around here, Jay, are all things that we think about. And thus, we share that communication with people. And that's kind of what marketing really is. I don't have to be paid to tell people what I think. I am paid to do it because we are in the commercial business, and without the commercials, we're out of business. That's right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what it is. But this whole business about people trying to figure out, very easy. Marketers understand what turns people on. Look at all the commercials.
Here's the story on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen.
They're all about you. What do you have? What do you need?
What
do you want?
This will help you.
Yes. It's about you. Not a bad thing. It's a good thing. Okay, so today is World Teacher Day. United Nations in session now, and each fall in October, they dedicate a day to educators around the world. Started in 1994, I remember, because I was broadcasting from the United Nations, having been invited to talk to some of the great teachers from around the world who were at the United Nations that day. And I remember what a fiasco it was, actually, because the United Nations is a fiasco. One of the poorest run organizations in the world, but they do good things. And that day they were all about celebrating the profession of being a teacher. They were trying to raise awareness of the issues that are in schools, not only in our country, but around the world. Pretty much all the same kinds of issues. Getting enough good teachers, right? And respect for learning. That's something. If you go to Los Angeles and see the outrage that is the public education there, it's just, it's the best or worst example of a system gone completely awry for lots of reasons. And the teachers are not respected by the kids because the kids don't get respect. They aren't respected themselves. It's just a whole, it's about, I think that's one of the most important things about that. But do you get respect because of who you are or what you do? It's probably more appropriate if you respect somebody for what they, for, you know, kind of how they're doing the job. They're doing a good job. There are a lot of great police officers who deserve respect. They don't ask for it. They just get it because they deserve it.
In or just give somebody respect because of who you are, not so much who they are.
Right. Exactly. So, anyway, I thought that that was something worth mentioning, thinking about all the people who are on their way to school now who may be teachers that are listening to us. That's a really good... the plan is to learn more about other people, even though you think about yourself first. It's, you know, it's just kind of a, it's the situation is that we are ourselves. We need to know about ourselves, but we also need other people. And that's why, you know, places like Hawaii have such little juvenile detention. They have a youth correctional facility. It's a 500 acre wellness center. That's what they call it. It's on a mountain. On one of the Hawaiian islands, and they send youngsters there, juvenile offenders, to teach them about life. And by the way, there are no girls in the system. They're all boys. The boys, and I don't know whether that tells you that, you know, the girls don't do anything wrong, or they just pay more attention to the boys. But what I'm looking at is the results of the kind of therapy that they get there, and how wonderfully well it serves the island of Hawaii. Even though you would think that watching Hawaii 5-0 or watching, what is it, NCIS Hawaii, that Hawaii is full of bad guys. In fact, it really isn't. It has the lowest crime rates. I think that there are different ways of handling some of the problems of the day. It's not all cut and dry. It's not all cookie-cutter stuff. And here's an example of that from the Good News Department, a 67-year-old who obviously was lonely, set up a woodworking shed to combat loneliness in men. I thought that was, this was kind of interesting. You see this, Philip Jackson is his name. Is that the guy who was the coach of the, wasn't he a basketball coach named Phil? Was it Jackson or Johnson? Phil, am I talking to myself?
My mind is going blank on that right now. But yeah, no, you're
in the LA Lakers.
Yeah, anyway. Okay, so back to England we go. Fellow moves to England from Australia, 67. He felt like he was all alone. And he was. And then he realized a lot of people in his town that were his age also were alone, isolated, that sort of thing. So he started the Men's Shed, which has expanded all across the world, apparently. And there are 50,000 men that now belong to this organization.
Mm-hmm.
Capitalizing.
And women are welcome, too. But there are studies that have shown that once people get to a certain age, men have a harder time making new friends than women do. And this is something that is going on. And this guy noticed that, too. And he started this. And it's incredible.
Yeah. It's a really cool thing.
It's taken up so many more men's, quote-unquote, men's sheds that the mm-hmm. different chapters have opened up.
Right. All around the world. And then they deal with other things that are problems for men as they get older, their health and well-being. And by the way, you're going to be healthier if you have friends.
Mm-hmm.
If you have people that you can talk to, relate to, be around, then you feel better about yourself. And the old spirit-mind-body connection, you got strong spirit, your mind works well, and it works well when you are able to have it challenged. People mm-hmm. lose their minds because their minds aren't challenged. They aren't doing anything with their minds. It's like a muscle. It atrophies. That's why people get dementia or some of these other things, because there's not anything going on literally in their brain. So woodworking is great because it's about dexterity. It's about creativity. It's about looking at something and imagining, okay, what can I make out of this piece of wood? And so, and then there are a lot of other functions. It just serves as a conduit for these people getting together. So good for this guy, Philip Jackson. Good for him. All right, we'll take a break here for a moment and then talk some, there are some women in the news that I think we ought to, the couple of stories we need to share. With women as our focus, we've taken care of the men now. Let's take care of the women next here on Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Is there a calculator that can't compute in your kitchen drawer? Recycle it at Staples. A shredder that won't shred under your bed? Or a collection of cables cluttering up your closet? Recycle them now at Staples. With Staples Free Tech Takeback, we'll recycle your old tech free. Plus, rewards members get $5 back in rewards. So if you have modems, mice, and mobile phones making a mess of your home, recycle them now at Staples. Limit 1 reward per month. Redeemable in-store only. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/recycling for details.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
45 after the hour here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. By the way, more and more people, I think we came up with 400, your father came up with like 438 stations involved in the Doug Steffen broadcast empire. Trying to help people start their day. It's an early morning program for some. It's morning drive for others. Mid-morning heard around the world, around the country at different times. But what's good is that along with other radio programs, more and more people, you know, when podcasting has started, Jay, everybody said, that's the end of radio. Mm-hmm. I remember when the FM became big, that's the end of AM. You know, all that foolish stuff. It's now.
Look at
hello.
It now.
Here we are. Ding, ding, ding. Here is the story of a woman who welcomed a baby that came into the world on an airplane. So it turns out this lady, Kendra Roden, lives in Connecticut. She was not due for 6 weeks, right? Well, apparently that the baby wasn't having any of that. So she said everything was happened so fast and quickly. Before the plane was able to make its arrival, her son made his arrival.
Mm-hmm.
And for his name, Kendra Roden, wanted to pay tribute to the way her son was born. So the name is Skylin.
It's pretty, right?
Born
and I love
plane.
On the birth certificate, it says that he was born in the air.
Yeah. How about that for a story? What's your story, kid? I was born in the backseat of an airplane.
Yeah, she has quite the labor story.
That's a great story.
So many things can go wrong, and thank goodness that nothing did, because they're in the air. It's not like they had many means to handle anything.
Uh-uh. No. And the people, the stewardesses and the flight attendants helped, as you might expect, and there was the call, is there a doctor on the plane to help out the situation? By the way, those of you who fly a lot, I'm about to get back into my flying mode, where every week I'll be on a plane going someplace, and I noticed that the federal government has now instituted this week a new policy. The airlines will have to, in the next 3 months, give all flight attendants an extra hour off. Instead of having 8 hours, which is required now between trips, at the end of the day, they have 8-hour rest period, and then they can put them back to work. Now it's going to be either 9 or 10, I think, which seems appropriate, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Yep. All right, here's the story of a Texas woman. This is the other side of the world. A Texas woman was convicted of murder for killing a pregnant woman. She wanted her unborn baby. So she got... Well, she ought to go to jail for the rest of her life.
Yeah,
right?
She should.
This is something, the murder of a lady. This has taken 2 years to get to trial, which, again, what happens to swift justice. The verdict, 6 men, 6 women. The testimony was really grisly, as you can imagine. Kind of reminds me, there's a new TV show, a horror, a Spanish horror It's looking at the... Why do people... You like this kind of stuff. Although, in real life, we don't like it, but you like to see it in a film. And I wonder why, in this circumstance. I mean, hopefully nobody will make a movie out of this. But it's just... I mean, you can imagine how gruesome it was. So put this woman in jail and throw away the key. That would be my advice, and I'm happy to give you advice. It's worth what you pay for it. Nothing, probably. 10 before the hour.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Eckstein is here, 53 after, on the Good Day program. The Pet Show is hosted by Warren Eckstein. Been on the air for a long, long time, helping people all around the country with great stories, anecdotal stories. How do you train your dog? What do you do with your dog if it's doing this, that, or the other thing? I see your next-door neighbor, Paris Hilton, Warren. Her dog apparently is, the dog was missing, but apparently it still is alive. How do they know it's alive? Diamond Baby. Apparently a psychic said the dog is still alive. Ever had a psychic, a dog psychic on your program?
Not a psychic. She went to 6 different psychics.
6 different.
I have mixed emotions about psychics. Okay, let me give, can I give you a story? I was on a TV show in Massachusetts. It was a show in Massachusetts, Good Morning Massachusetts, ABC, there many years ago. And on the show, I was there as a behaviorist, and it was a pet show, and obviously on the air, there was a pet psychic. So I'm sitting in the green room with the pet psychic and the people that have the dog that she is going to analyze and figure out when they go on the air. So beforehand, I'm listening to what she's asking them before we went on the air. And she's saying, well, where did you get the dog? Well, it was a stray on the street. How long have you had him? Kind of about 8 months. She goes out on the set, and the host goes, well, what did you learn about the dog by talking to the dog? Well, I learned he had a rough start in life. Sure, he had a rough start in life. He's been a stray dog on the street for 8 months. Doesn't take a psychic to figure that out. So the bottom line, I believe that there, and I've met certain people. I have met psychics that I do believe in. So I believe there are people that have an incredible ability. I think we all have it. It's just kind of inhibited in most of us. But the thing to remember is that as psychic as you may be, dogs are much more psychic than we'll ever be.
And pretty sensitive in their ways, smelling, psychic. They were, you know, we talk about this all the time. Dogs can ferret out cancer in people, certain other diseases. That's something that you could attribute to psychic ability for sure.
A brand new study came out. Their nose, you know, dogs. My specialty was teaching the dogs to sniff out drugs and bombs, so I know a lot about olfactory and their sense of smell. And first of all, a dog can smell two different things out of each nostril, so that's important to
remember. Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, that's impressive.
Yeah, they can smell
really?
Different things. But yeah, that's how they're taught. In other words, they can smell whatever you're cooking. They smell maybe two of the ingredients, one on each side of their nostril.
Really?
Which is amazing. Yeah. So.
Wow. Anyway,
besides that, the new study just came out talking about how incredible dogs are at sniffing out stress and anxiety in the people that they live with, because our chemistry changes and their nose, you know, they don't see through their eyes, they see through their nose, so their nose tells them what's going on in the world, and they can pick up stress and anxiety in human beings just by the change in the human's chemistry.
Wow. I think Daisy is the most sensitive smeller I've ever had in a dog. She gets everything is out there, and she'll run around in circles. She'll smell a deer that might have been out there.
But
you know,
why
whatever,
do you think that is, Doug? She grew up in a puppy mill. She never had the opportunity to smell anything but the same thing every single day of her beginning of her life. So when you take her out, years from now, even 5-10 years from now, she's still going to explore different things because as a child, she never had that experience.
Yep. She, I told you, she jumped out of the truck to chase a chicken and chipped a bone in her shoulder.
Yeah.
And we're dealing with that, and the doctor doesn't really want to do the operation. He put her on Remodil for a month, which apparently I'm giving her some stuff to strengthen her liver, but looks like it started to help somewhat. So
did he mention rehab at all? Did he mention cancer?
Yeah, oh no, we're doing rehab. We're doing the water rehab. I'm a great believer in that. Yeah, hydrotherapy is fabulous.
You know what's amazing to me is that I would say that 95% of pet guardians out there have no idea that rehab exists for their dogs and their have no idea. And I have I have a friend of mine who rescues German Shepherds. She took a dog in recently that could hardly walk, stand up. I'm telling you, now the dog is like Rin Tin Tin. You know, hydrotherapy. Therapy, acupuncture, cold laser therapy.
Acupuncture we're doing as well. Yep, chiropractic, all that stuff.
It does
Speaking
work.
About sniffers, the folks in India are deploying super sniffer dogs to protect cheetahs from poachers. I thought this was fascinating because 80,000 cheetahs get shot a year, which is like those people should all be shot. But now they're trying to help the dogs, or the dogs are trying to help them push the cheetahs from the poachers, which I thought was
a great idea. You know, they've been using the Rhodesian Ridgebacks and other breeds in Africa for many years to help prevent poaching situations. I cannot imagine, and then, you know, I'm going to get in trouble for that. I cannot imagine someone going thousands of miles away, spending thousands and thousands of dollars to kill an animal.
To kill something.
It makes no sense to me.
It's worse than that when you see some of this stuff that these people get away with. They should be, I'm not kidding, they should be shot for what they do. All right, Warren, thank you. ThePetShow.com is his website. Warren Eckstein here with Doug and Jay at 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.